I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a most interesting show in store for you this evening, loosely centered around the concepts of crystals connecting to DNA strands in our 12 chakra system. And but before we get into that, we'd like to kick off the show in the usual way, by having the guys in the booth play the Hari Om mantra meditation.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari
Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, a clip from back in the mid-1970s. I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer. that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now, for those of you that are new to ET yoga, you might want to know a little bit about how we arrive at topics on the program. And certainly one of those methods is for you to email me, which you can do at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And that's paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I'm most happy to hear comments about the ET yoga program, as well as your suggestions for topics that we will explore on the show. And, of course, the originating ideas for the program ET Yoga comes from my own personal experiences and from some of my earlier teachers, such as Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Sachidananda. And in combination of the yogic teachings with what I consider to be excellent supporting evidence from extraterrestrial channeled material and personal experience there as well over the last 30 years or so. So what I've tried to do was share my spiritual journey and some of the information I've come across, as well as new information pops up all the time. So when I go about doing a program, for example, this week, sometime during the middle of the week, I got the idea to do a show about crystals, and all of a sudden it just exploded from there. And part of my preparation for the program deals with a certain amount of research, and it seems like something magical kind of happens whenever I do the ET Yoga shows, and I trip across all kinds of amazing information and that I learn from as well. So that kind of gives you a rough idea about ET yoga programming. And how do the ETs do yoga? Well, we use the term in this fashion. Yoga means union of you and your higher self. And thus, the extraterrestrial information enhances the yogic teachings and helps us to become more of who we truly are. And much of the information on the ET Yoga program deals with self-empowering concepts that relate to our spiritual journey. And I think you'll find, if you haven't been exposed to this whole concept about crystals, you're going to find lots of new information coming your way this evening. It was certainly an eye-opener for me. And I'm going to jump right in talking about some of the most amazing information that I've ever personally come across. And it's from a channeling by Thoth. And he's talking about the Andara crystals. And I will quote from him that the Andara is the name to identify Prima Matra crystals. Now, Prima Matra meaning first matter, so when the earth was first formed. And this find in California was originally seeded for Prima Matra by those we call the Time Walkers in conjunction with high devas mythologically depicted as unicorns. And approximately 2,000 years after the interdimensional implosion, a Lemurian temple complex was raised on this site, the name of which was Andara, meaning light of beauty and perfection. The primary purpose of this complex was in working with the Prima Matra powders, crystals, and water on the land. One of the temples in this complex was dedicated to the ancient archetype known to the Egyptians as Sekhmet and the Assyrians as Ishtar. White Andara, or Wild Andara, was originally a Lemurian colony. Those who participated in the Andara complex became their own race. By this we mean that through their purposeful interaction with the Prima Matra, they transmuted their crystalline DNA, becoming a highly futurized form of human being, even more developed in their light matrix than the Lemurians of that age. And this are called the colonists, they advanced from Lemurians and became Andarians. And if memory serves, Lemuria was a fifth-dimensional civilization at that time. The Andara crystals were formed inside a no-time hyperfield, creating within them a kinesthetic, and that's K-I-N-E-S-T-H-I-N-I-T-I-C. K-I-N-E-S-T-H-I-N-I-T-I-C, a kinesthetic continuum. And this is a continuum that allows a moving time field within the elemental and structural composition of the crystal formation. And according to Thoth, understanding a kinesthetic continuum would involve a complex dissertation in an area of science not known to you. Thus, we will focus on its most basic understanding of it here. In essence, this K continuum does not align to a natural polarity, but instead phase matches directly with the universal light matrix, or the golden net of Athena. Thus, utilizing the Andara crystals, one may interact with Athena's net. This net moves matter beyond the time barriers. Access to Athena's net allows soul matter units integration with future forms of spirit matter. Thus, the Andara crystals contain the most concentrated charge of the monofield, hyperfield, and kinesthetic continuum. In this respect, they are even more potent than the Prima Matra powders. And in addition, they are also very resonant with the Alpha and Omega ancient days. The Omega being the remains of the Alpha, which fused with the Andara crystals formed in the event. The Alpha and Omega of ancient days contain a powerful interdimensional black hole. The Alpha version was in receipt of the black hole, but the Omega contains the latter-day black hole frozen in your space-time. The Andara crystals, while not containing black holes themselves, do resonate with the sentience of the Ancient of Days that had been absorbed into their hyperfield. Understand that there is a sentience within the Ancient of Days Omega crystal. The sentience is more ancient than your comprehension could possibly accept, other than to call it eternal. Like Merlin in his magic cave, this sentience has been frozen in your time-space. The sentience of the Ancient of Days is an enlightened source of consciousness. It comes from the galaxy of Andromeda and was drawn into the hyperfield by the tremendous warping zone that occurred when the third and sixth dimensions touched, or more aptly, collided. We need to qualify here that only the outer fields of these two dimensions collided, not their true nests or inner fields. Had the nest been penetrated, another fallen universe would have been created. By another, it is meant other than the one in which your world is now caught between. How can third-dimensional human beings best interact with the Andara crystals for their personal transformation and to promote planetary transformation as well? Well, here's some suggestions from Toth. One, placing the Andara crystals on the chakras. You may use various meditative programs in accompaniment or simply free flow while in a meditative state. Two, create crystal patterns with them for structuring interdimensional golden zones through which contact and synergy with higher dimensional light beings can be achieved, as well as allowing your physical body to experience and merge with the golden zone frequency. Three, using crystal patterns on land in which to grow food and herbs in conjunction with black Prima Matra powder sprinkled on the soil would promote plants with highly charged monatomic fields. Four, fashion pyramids, spheres, and rings from the Andara crystals to better qualify the energy flow. Five, place the crystals within the circuitry of radionic devices. Six, form geometric patterns of the Andara crystals in homes and temples. Seven, charge water with the crystals. Eight, if the Andaras are spun or vibrated at a high rate of speed, their anatomic powers will manifest. Anatomic is what we call the power within the atom to transform into a Merkaba or vehicle of light. And this could be done both physically and etherically. Nine, the Andara crystals are also heliocentric, meaning that they absorb and reflect physical light towards the center of their crystalline spirals. Without elaborating on the sequence of heliocentric refraction, we will say here that this causes the Andaras to be very healing to gaze into while holding them in natural sunlight. Well, to my way of thinking, that's staggering information. First of all, there's been several references to the powders, monatomic powders. If you don't know about monatomics, I highly suggest you look on the internet under David Hudson Lectures 1, 2, and 3. And also there's many articles that Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, has on the internet concerning monatomics. Bashar has also talked about the benefits of monatomic elements, in particular rhodium and iridium. And actually, there's a certain amount of naturally occurring monatomics in a vegetarian diet. However, another one of the concepts in the Thoth material that I just shared involves this touching of the third and sixth dimensions, which I've never heard of before. Don't know anybody else who's heard of that either. To my way of thinking, these Andara crystals are absolutely amazing. I don't have one, but I did order one. Should have one in a few days. If that can be of any help to you, well, that's all the better. Now, with respect to another interesting source, Master Kathumi talks about 12 crystals that correspond to the 12 chakras and the 12 strands of DNA and 12 numbers. And the first strand of DNA is held by the amethyst crystal, and this vibrates to the number 8. The amethyst supports the first strand in setting a solid foundation from which you can tap into your divine plan and manifest it. The second strand of DNA is held by the quartz crystal and vibrates to the number 2. And this is about attaining and maintaining balance in order for the universal books to balance, what you need to be in balance. As you identify changes, and this is where the third strand of DNA is impacting on many of you, and this is held or supported by the tiger's eye crystal and vibrates to the number one. The majority of humanity has been colored and conditioned by society's expectations placed upon them. You forgot who you are. And as your third strand has become more and more active, you have literally begun to ask, who am I? Why am I here? Surely this is not the only reason I came here. And you are quite right in this work with the tiger's eye. And according to Kuthumi, is this clear? The fourth strand, which resonates directly with the heart chakra, is held by the rose quartz crystal. And this is to do with your relationship with intimate family, your parents, your siblings, your children, and your partner. So any issues revolving around these intimate areas are affected by the fourth strand of DNA. And as this DNA strand becomes more active, many of you may find that you have been or are facing challenges with your immediate family, parents, siblings, children, and your partner. So just take note of what we are saying, and this will give you a better idea of which strand in your body has become active and which one is most influencing your life at this time. This strand vibrates to the number four. The fifth strand of DNA is called by, ruled by the sodalite crystal and vibrates to the number three, and this one impacts immensely on your throat chakra. This is to do with communication. People who are teachers, people who are trying to bring about change through communication, are truly activating their fifth strand of DNA, and there is no tomorrow, is becoming a very strong strand, because as you move out of the old age of limitation, of poverty consciousness, of victim consciousness, conditional love, and lust consciousness, the throat chakra is becoming more active. Because people need to learn to say what they mean and mean what they say, to lead by example, by thought, action, and word, and this is what the fifth strand of DNA is all about. The sixth strand is held by the citrine and vibrates to the number six. This is also connected to the sun chakra. This strand is responsible for showing you where you have disconnected with yourself in a soul level. It shows you loud and clear where you have given your power to your lower ego. It will highlight this, and as you activate this strand, it is about reuniting all of these as parts of yourself so you can live your life in balance and united masculine and feminine energies. The seventh strand of DNA is held by the labradorite crystal and vibrates to the number nine. This particular strand of DNA is affecting your abilities to communicate telepathically. You could say that this strand is the magic wand you have been looking for, and it has been inside of you all along. By consciously focusing on aligning yourself with this strand, you begin to learn the mechanics of manifesting miracles and magic in your life. The seventh strand of DNA also broadens the imagination's ability to tap into higher levels of consciousness, and many of the new children are masters of utilizing this seventh strand. The eighth strand of DNA vibrates with the pyrites crystal and vibrates to the number eight, and this is connected to the solar plexus chakra. The eighth strand of DNA is about looking at your emotional foundation. It forces you to look at how you honor and respect yourself. It asks you to look at the boundaries you have set, and those of you who are going through deep challenges at this time with regards to looking at boundaries, you are working with the frequency of the eighth strand of DNA. The ninth strand vibrates to the sodalite crystal, and the number is 4. The ninth strand asks you to decide between love and fear, knowledge and ignorance, wisdom and denial. The ninth strand faces you with the challenge of yes or no. It shows you that there is no gray area anymore. You either are or you are not. You are either following a path of healing or you are not. So you could say that the ninth strand of DNA does not have much of a sense of humor. You understand? This, again, is from Master Kathumi. The 10th strand of DNA vibrates to the crystal by the name of rhodochrosite, and the number is 1. And the 10th strand is about addressing all the structures that you have adopted from your father. Even if your biological father was not part of your life, those belief systems are still affecting you because you are genetically coded with the information. Is this clear to all of you? So you will need to look at your childhood and try to remember or reflect about anything that you can remember most about your relationship with your father, your stepfather, or any father figure as such. And this will show you exactly where in your life you are sabotaging yourself. The 11th chakra is held by the crystal Charot, and I will spell that, Charotte. And this is the chakra that motivates you to persevere so that you can master yourself, so that you can graduate from the University of Life with distinctions. When you are working with the 11th strand, you are actively searching for your divine purpose. You are adamant to find out why you are here, and this automatically sets in motion a chain reaction of experiences that will show you what is no longer supporting you and what is. And in a way, it offers you the same challenge as the 9th strand. Do you want it or don't you? Are you going to change or are you going to remain in your comfort zone? In order to master yourself, you need to be courageous enough to admit to and acknowledge what is no longer a part of you, what no longer serves you, and what you are afraid of. And the 12th strand of DNA is held by the pure white selenite or quartz crystals, and vibrates to the number 4 as well. This is where you come to the end of cycles, wherever you are faced with a life-changing experience, this crossroads, so to speak. Know that you are working with the 12th strand of DNA and issues. This is where the soul steps in, where soul takes over, and you can call it fate, or you can call it destiny, and it takes you where you must be. It is like everything is completely out of your control, and the only choice you have is to surrender. You can carry on and fight it if you want to, but you'll get tired. So it's rather to surrender to it. Utilize the crystals, the 12 master crystals, to work with, and work with these issues. And if you have some of these crystals in your possession already, clean them, keep them in your environment, acknowledge them for what they are. Presently work with them and ask that your energy can tap into their wisdom and into the frequencies that they are emanating. By acknowledging the crystal presence and what it is assisting you with, you automatically become more sensitive and attuned to what the DNA of your body is trying to tell you and show you. You also increase the rate at which your body is transforming from carbon to silicone base. Therefore, it would benefit you immensely to work with the crystal kingdom, those specifically that we have spoken of. And I should mention that with respect to these chakra centers, that the God's Head is connected with the selenite, that's S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E, selenite diamond, that the soul star chakra is connected to the scholecite, S-C-O-L-E-C-I-T-E, and also the sugalite citrine quartz, and that the earth star chakra is connected with the obsidian smoky quartz. So interesting information coming from Master Kathumi concerning crystals, their connections to DNA and our 12 chakra system. And by the way, when you're listening to ET Yoga, especially if you're a first-time listener and things kind of go too fast for you, a good way to make the best of a program is to go to the archives. So the ET Yoga program will be available on BBS archives. It's another way to access it is go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page there's a big letters there that say Radio Archives, and just click on Radio Archives. It'll take you immediately into the last few programs, and obviously for today's date, August 1st, it will show up probably sometime tomorrow night or the following day at the latest. And thus, you can take your time going through the program and make any notes that you might not have made during the regular broadcast. And I'd also now like to share with you some information that comes from Pat Corey. And if you go on the internet and look up this Sirian seal, it's quite an amazing little item as well. And I have one of these, and I'm going to quote now from Pat concerning her information around the Sirian seal. The Sirian seal embodies the cosmometry of the triple helix or three-stranded DNA, envisioning it as the blueprint for the process of reassembling the genetic makeup of your multidimensional being. You will accelerate the process, achieving attunement with those levels of consciousness that exist beyond the three-dimensional polar reality. And she gives a suggested meditation, and a form appears above the crown center, and it's a golden tetrahedron spinning gently overhead. It is the fundamental geometrical matrix of your evolving DNA, the sacred foundation of your evolving light body. And once you anchor this rotating form clearly in your vision, draw it into the crown and place it directly over the pineal gland, which sits at the epicenter of your head just behind the bridge of your nose. And you can find complete instructions regarding this whole process if you go on the internet and look under Sirian, the Sirian, S-I-R-I-A-N, Sirian Seal, S-E-A-L, from Pat Corey. You can find the complete instructions, including the braiding of the third strand of DNA, and you can find this on the internet. And she also makes an interesting connection here between the seal and Moldavite. And I also actually wear Moldavite 24/7. And she quotes here that if you have yet to discover the star seed stone of choice, Moldavite, I suggest you run to the nearest crystal shop and buy as much as you can afford. Moldavite, the legendary gem of the Holy Grail, is of the tektite category, a stone that literally fell from the heavens. Unlike quartz crystals, which serve as conductors for the amplification of consciousness, moldavite is the radiating consciousness. It vibrates at an extremely high frequency, drawing us into resonance with its celestial vibrations. And united with the Sirian seal, it shields you from intrusion by entities who are intent on invading your sovereignty, who will be repelled by the ultra-high frequency that you create around you and within your auric field. And I find that's quite interesting because without having really studied much about crystals and the Sirian seal, I do wear a Sirian seal, and it's made of copper. And I also wear a pyramidal-shaped tetrahedron made of quartz, and also I wear the moldavite. And as my understanding is that the copper enhances the crystal and that the crystal is enhanced by the moldavite. And I can't wait to get hold of the Andara crystal. And in fact, moldavite is a tektite and is the only extraterrestrial gemstone which is found only in the Moldau Valley in Czechoslovakia. And lately there have been other green tektites or imitations that are called moldavite, but only the Czech moldavite is the real thing. And it is associated with the heart and third eye chakras as well as the crown chakra. Moldavite is also associated with the star card of the tarot. It strengthens and enhances inner journeys, channeling, cosmic consciousness, crystal consciousness, expansion, contact with interdimensional or extraterrestrial forces. It is a very powerful stone, and its energies can at first be intimidating for those that are not aware of its energy and tends to bring issues to the surface to be transformed, thus making it called the stone of transformation. When wearing moldavite, it is best to be mentally prepared and properly grounded. Moldavite diminishes contracting or withdrawing energies. Moldavite in any form increases the depth and clarity of inner journeys. Moldavite has been said to raise the vibrational level of both the human race and the earth. Physically, moldavite works excellently with other crystals and stones to raise the vibrational level of all healing and also apparently heals hair loss, fertility issues, and promotes new cell growth. And I should also note, because I was kind of interested, because I do wear a crystal Merkaba. A Merkaba is a star tetrahedron of two interpenetrating three-sided pyramids that form a three-dimensional star of David. It links the mind, heart, and body to produce the Merkaba effect, an energy field that in Hebrew the term means chariot. And in the 18th dynasty of ancient Egypt, it meant mer, or rotating fields of light, ka, spirit, and ba, the soul. Thus, mer, ka, ba. The Merkaba activates the protective love of the universe and awakens, heals, and transforms on the spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional levels. And it is a powerful symbol in what is known as sacred geometry. And also to be noted is that any pyramidal shape has a consciousness of its own. And to put kind of things in a little bit of perspective here with respect to frequency and vibration, I should point out that if we were using a scale of 0 to 1,000, most people would vibrate somewhere in the 200 to 300 range. Fairly advanced spiritual people, maybe 400 or 500. More advanced, about 700, they say, an enlightened master would be around the 1,000 level. Okay, according to Master Kathumi, crystals vibrate around 3,500 on that scale, and moldavites way beyond that. So that gives you kind of some idea that if you're utilizing or wearing some of these crystals, it's certainly going to affect your frequency and vibration. And speaking of stones, because I was on the topic of crystals and stones, I've came across some really interesting information about Stonehenge that I had never heard before. And it comes from EnkiSpeaks.com. And according to the channeling there, Anu, king of the planet Nibiru, inspected the Earth gold mining facilities and the spaceport at Tiahuanaco. And there he pardoned Marduk for his attack on Commander Enlil's forces. Marduk, now called Ra, returned to Egypt, where he and his priests from the city of Thebes warred against his half-brother, and his half-brother is called Ningis Zida, which was also Thoth, who ruled from Heliopolis and Memphis. And after 350 years of strife along the Nile, Enki, a.k.a. Ta, P-T-A-H, Lord of Egypt, Seas, and Africa, ordered Thoth to cede Egypt to Marduk. Thoth moved on to build a stone observatory planetarium at Lagash in Sumer, and an observatory astronomical computer in Britain before he moved to build smaller structures as well as tin and gold processing plants atop the Andes and in Central America. In Britain, around 2900 BC, he selected a site on the Salisbury Plain to build Stonehenge. 1. A stone observatory and astronomical computer. Thoth, with Middle Eastern black almic from Central America, rebuilt Stonehenge 2. And that was from around 2100 and 2000 BC on the Salisbury Plain in Britain, about 80 miles from London, among people who had inhabited the area since 30,000 BC. Stonehenge 1, the most elaborate of 900 ancient stone, wooden, and earthen circles in the British Isles, as well as the largest and most complicated one in Europe, adjusts for latitude. And from the sight lines at Stonehenge, its keepers can sight and foretell eclipses, solstices, moon phases, and changing apparent position of the stars. About 2100 BC, Thoth directed the Wessex people to add 4-ton blue stones to Stonehenge, now called Stonehenge 2. And he erected Stonehenge 3 around 2000 BC. He completely dismantled the blue stone circle of Stonehenge 2. And with Anunnaki sonar technology, he brought 77 50-ton Sarsen stones from Marlborough Downs, 40 miles away. And This site also gives credit to Thoth, by the way, for erecting and being the architect of the Great Pyramid at Giza. So I thought that was fairly fascinating information concerning Stonehenge, because for whatever reason, I don't know, I've never connected it with necessarily the Anunnaki. But according to EnkiSpeaks.com, and that's E-N-K-I, EnkiSpeaks.com, that's so. And looking at other avenues for external items, let's say, that help with our own self-empowerment or healing, I wanted to share a little bit of information about the aloe vera. And for about the last 15 years, I've never been without an aloe vera plant. My understanding is it was a gift from the Pleiadians. And the Egyptians also revered and referred to the aloe as the plant of immortality and included it among the funerary gifts buried with the pharaohs. And my first exposure actually to the aloe vera plant comes from a Romanian legend, and the application of the aloe vera is to take the juice from the aloe vera leaf and mix it with honey and then take it internally. Now, I know from the time I was a child, I mean, a lot of people knew about aloe vera's healing properties with respect to using it on the outer skin, but very few people have probably connected with the idea of taking it internally, as it has quite a bitter taste. However, mixed with honey, you would hardly notice it. And I've also seen on YouTube recently a woman who mixes simple orange juice or any kind of juice with the aloe vera juice and says that the aloe vera kind of takes the flavor of that juice. So it's another way to kind of make a smoothie from the aloe vera plant. And not only was it buried with the pharaohs, but Cleopatra is also known to have used it to soften her skin. And according to scholars, nobody knows where it came from. And a truly wild population has never been found, and the plant is presumed extinct in its ancestral home. Well, yeah, probably so, especially if it came from the Pleiadians. And the first reliable record of aloe vera is as a medicine dates back from around 65 A.D., a century after Cleopatra's death, when the Greek surgeon Dioscorides wrote De Materia Medica, and detailing his accumulated knowledge of medicinal plants. And apparently, we now know that aloe vera originated in the Arabian Peninsula, at least on the planet, which has been a hub of trade for millennia. And aloe vera balances your body's pH level, making it alkaline. Now, according to Dr. Caldwell, one of the first things to do for people with cancer, of course, is get away from sugar, get on a vegan diet, and also alkaline the system. So here's a way that you can use aloe vera, because it balances your body's pH and makes it alkaline. And what's the newly crowned number one herbal supplement right now? It's aloe vera. The simple reason why aloe vera has risen to the top of the heap is because this plant is rich in over 300 nutrients that your body needs every day. Nothing else grows naturally with this much beneficial potency. King Solomon used aloe vera from his own garden. So did Mahatma Gandhi, Christopher Columbus, and Queen Cleopatra. And why did mainstream medicine abandon this fast-acting natural solution? Well, most people conclude that it's because they can't make money on it. There's nothing unnatural about it. And according to Ivan Dankov, and he's a PhD medical doctor, And he states that if aloe vera were to be discovered today and its remarkable healing properties investigated, it would be hailed as the wonder drug of this century. And I know that there's millions of people out there with GERDs, a gastrointestinal reflux disorder. And about 25 years ago, I was starting to show symptoms of that and took aloe vera with honey, and it just went away. And one of the reasons I can point to would be from a scientific point of view, it contains monatomic elements as well. And if you're not familiar with what monatomics are, they're like high spin electrons. They don't attack disease cells. They actually reprogram them. They change their frequency. And thus why aloe vera is such an amazing plant. And very simple to extract the juice from the leaves. And as I said, you can mix it with honey, or another interesting possibility is to just mix it with juice in a blender. And then you got a real powerful healing element inside your system. And certainly, I like the suggestion about the Andara crystals and charging water. Sounds like a fascinating prospect. I'm interested in trying that. What I use it currently is a Berkey filter for water. I also like to play Bach and Beethoven music around this water, as well as put crop circles and yogic yantras around the water. If you don't know about Masaru Emoto and the power of water and how water has been discovered to be a consciousness and a perfect reflector of consciousness. And in particular, anything that's impacting water, it actually changes the molecular structure of the water. So as kind of a recap on tonight's program, I started off with a basic concept of crystals, and kind of expanded and found out a whole bunch of things that I certainly didn't know before. I hope you picked up some new information as well, possibly a technique to try, and hopefully expanded your knowledge of the frequency and vibration and the powerful impact that the mineral kingdom, specifically around crystals, has on our chakra system and our DNA. And I know that I'll be trying to collect those 12 stones that relate to the 12 chakras. And I'd also like to, at this point in time, give a plug for my website, etyoga.com. My new book, our latest book, actually, is ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And you can purchase that on my website for $9.95. I think you'll find it's quite an interesting book. It's jam-packed with information like the ET Yoga shows. It's about 312 pages and it probably would be comparable to about 10 books rolled into one. And I'm working on my second book right now, which was called The Power of Positive Spin. And at this point in time, I'm looking for a vehicle to get that one out to the public. And there's lots of other interesting products at my website at etyoga.com. I much appreciate your support with respect to you buying products that are at the site. And I certainly have lots of techniques there. Pretty much every technique that I could think of that you could use, from the Who Am I technique and Merkaba techniques, Pleiadian spinning and Pillar of Light techniques, and even a complete pranayama or breathing program as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And that's all included in one of my products there that's labeled as Techniques. So as usual, I certainly wish everyone out there my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in the usual manner, I'd now like to close the program by sharing with you the Bashar's extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.